Hi, a warm welcome to the Journey Visions podcast, a podcast series by the participants of the EIT Climate Kick Summer School. We aim at capturing the different visions and inspirations of our guests and their joint projects to fight climate change. This podcast strives to interconnect between the journeys, bring transparency into our learning, and share our common interests. We are Dalia from the Transalpine Journey from Leoben, Munich.
And Leonie from the Northern Lights Journey, Helsinki, Trondheim.
And today we will speak with one of our participants, Maria Alegría Serna. Welcome, Alegría.
Hi, how are you?
We are pretty good. How are you?
I'm so fine. Thank you.
Good to know. So Alegría is from Colombia. She has a background in biology engineering, and she's currently pursuing her master's degree in food science at Universidad Politécnica de Valencia. And I will now give you the floor so you can just give us a 1 minute introduction to yourself.
I'm from Medellin, Colombia. I study biological engineering in Universidad Nacional de Colombia. And then I take the decision to come to Spain and do my master's degree in food science, because it's something that I really love and I feel so passionate about the food, about sustainability, and I want to work in the communities in Medellin when I go back to Colombia. So I want to take experience in Europe, to new people, and to improve my knowledge about food science.
Very good. It sounds very interesting and very ambitious. So after this introduction, I'm going to start a rapid fire round. So what this is about is I will ask a question for you, and I will ask you to try to answer in no more than 3 words. Okay, so these are simple questions that you're going to have to reply in just 3 words.
Easy. Okay,
okay? And after this, I'm going to give the floor to Leonie to ask some further questions on your vision and your projects. So, rapid fire round, are you ready?
Ready.
Cool, so a place you call home?
Medellin.
Your study subject or your educational background?
Biological engineering.
Okay, 3 words that describe yourself?
Happiness, passion, and kind, maybe friendly.
All right, that's a good combo. What was your motivation for joining this journey?
Teamwork as a community, and good communication, and no new participants, and experience about new knowledge.
Okay, very good. What was your role in your journey team?
I was the motivator with the other participants every day because we need some energy.
Okay. Yeah, that's true. We always need someone with energy every morning.
Yes.
Okay, so more into the subject. What are your main interests within the field of sustainable development?
Yeah, I'm particularly interested in food waste and the connection about the community and the food, because it's something special and it's something that is important to mitigate the climate change.
Perfect, I agree. And now, was there any event or any particular motive in your life that impacted you to become engaged in sustainable development?
Yeah, my community in Medellin, I saw a lot of waste, and in my family, so I really want to contribute in my community to reduce the food waste.
Nice, very inspirational. And on that same line, what is your biggest inspiration?
My create a better world.
And last but not least, what's your favorite sustainability tool? So it can be a book, a website, a podcast, maybe?
Yes, a book, The Future That We Choose.
Okay, that's a really good book. Everyone should read it.
Yes.
So now I give the floor to Leonie.
Well, I haven't heard about this book before. I will definitely look into it. Thank you, Alegria. Very inspirational things that you just mentioned. And I picked up a little bit that you, back in Colombia, that you were working with communities and food waste. Can you explain a little bit deeper, like what was your experience there? Like, in what kind of community did you live or did you work, and how was the experience with food waste? And what do you think is the connection with climate change?
Yes, for me it's so important to create a knowledge and awareness in the community about the food in general, because it's something that we do every day, and we have to create a good connection between our healthy daily actions with the food that we eat. And the food is something special for me and for my family. So I decided to work in that. I really want to go to Medellin and create a waste zero restaurant for the community and work as with children, because my mom have a kindergarten. So with her, we was working in the awareness of the community. And with this experience in the journey, I really want to contribute for with the kids and with the restaurant Zero Waste, because it's something that I learned about during these weeks with the experts, with the coach, with the participants, something new that in Colombia we really need to improve in a lot of ways to reduce the food waste, especially in Medellin and especially in the schools and the children. So this experience and this whole experience in the journey was really nice to meet a lot of experts and to have some recommendations about the food, the system, and the complex about the community in general. So I have like my open mind about this knowledge in particular. So yes.
Mm-hmm. And so what would you say is your biggest learning that you will take home from this journey then?
First, I really like to work as a team, because it was a challenge work with in my team. We was 6 persons, so a lot of person in one team. So we have to put roles and distribute the activities. And I really learned about the participants in my team. And then I am passionate about working about sustainability, innovation, and inclusive future. How I say, I open my mind about every knowledge and how complex is the system. So that is so good for me to learn about that.
Yeah, I think well summarized. So what we all take home from this journey is definitely like a systems perspective, I guess. I'm still curious, like, about your decision also to come to Europe. Like, what were your thoughts, maybe back home, still in Colombia? Like, what was the idea to come to Europe? Can you tell a bit more about that?
When I was a kid, everything is about travel and know the world and save the planet. And I love the nature, so I really want to travel around the world. So when I grow up, I understand that I have to study first, and I really want to study in other country. I love my country, but my country have to improve in a lot of things, as science and technology. So I decided to come to Spain and Europe because I can have more opportunities to study, to know people, to improve my knowledge. And I think that is the best decision ever, because this whole experience that is so good for me. And so I decided Spain because when I come the first time to Europe, I love the food in Spain. So it's the perfect place to study food science.
What's your opinion on that, Dahlia, since you're also living in Spain? What about the food?
About the food, I agree. I love Spanish food. I also miss my Mexican food, of course, but I do think Spanish food is one of the best in Europe.
Nice. So, talking about food again, Alegría, how's your experience with like food challenges in Spain or in Europe now compared maybe to those back home in Medellín?
Yeah. So I want to work with the farmers in Valencia because it's the city of La Horta. So there are a lot of gardens around the city, and I want to work with the farmers and the connections between farmers, consumers, and industry. So in my university, in the UPV, we was working in the orange juice. That is something common in Valencia. And then with my personal project, I want to work in the horchata. That is a really nice drink in Valencia and traditional. So I want to go to talk with farmers and have different opinions about the process, because it's like a traditional drink. We have to improve the traditional process. So to reduce the waste of the water and to improve the process in more sustainable way.
For those listeners here who don't know what horchata is, can you explain it in a few words so they know how it looks like maybe, or how it tastes like?
Yeah, horchata is so refreshing drink that is made with chufa. Chufa is like a... it's like an almond maybe, or oat. It's like a oat milk or almond milk, and it's refreshed. You can drink in different forms, like in liquid, in ice cream. So it's so refreshed for these summer days.
Sounds super tasty. I tried it in Central America and I really liked it. So if this collaboration with the farmers and the industry would work out, what kind of like difference would you have made if this project is successful? Like, what is your vision that you would like to achieve in the end?
Yeah, my vision is that the industry can contribute with the farmers and have a good connection and communication to improve the process, because when we see the complex process of every product, in this case the horchata, we can analyze the different wrong way that the people use or process the in the industry as well. So to improve the process, it's better to have good communication with farmers, awareness about the knowledge in the process, and sustainability about the development of the process in general, to mitigate the climate change and reduce the water, reduce a lot of bad ways to use during the process.
Great, thank you. Well, since you seem to be a sustainability expert, as almost all of our journey participants, I will hand over to Dahlia right now, and she will ask you for some key advices.
Thank you, Leonie. And this is all very interesting, Alegría, what you have shared with us. And I agree in the part that we should all be aware of the food that we eat and what we do with all of the waste of that food that we have eaten. So thank you very much for your insights. And yeah, as Leonie said, I'm going to ask you about some key advices in different areas.
Okay.
So what would be one key advice that you would give to young people who want to engage with climate action?
The first key is awareness about the personal and daily action with the family, with your, yes, with your personal daily actions.
Okay, and then one key advice on a way to fight the climate crisis.
Okay, difficult because there are a lot of, but first, conscientious about the food waste and the way that you can reduce your personal things with your family, with your friends, and then you can create a community to mitigate the climate change.
I totally agree. So first be conscious of what you are doing, right or wrong, and then try to create community around those small actions, right? Yes. I agree 100%. Now, on a more personal matter, what are your three key advices to be happy?
Positive, the first one. The second, do yoga. And meditation, that can help.
Very good. I agree again. And in these quarantine days, that's a really good mix. And last, three tips that you could give to fall in love with your screen now that we're all the time in front of our computers.
That's so good because for me, it's something that I have to put in action as well. So the first, I think that be comfortable and do different routines about every day with your computer. The second is play music and good music. And the third maybe you can stretch or do 10 minutes or other activity.
Thank you. Those are definitely very good advices. And now, just as we're reaching the final stage of our interview, I would like to ask some either or questions. Okay, so how this works is I give you two options and you just have to decide really quickly on one of those two options. All right?
Okay.
So our first either or is vegan or vegetarian?
Vegetarian.
Okay, organic or local?
Local.
And last one, chocolate or avocado?
Avocado.
Nice. I would be kind of divided in that last one, but avocado is always good.
Yes.
So I head once again to Leonie for one last question and one wrap up.
Yes, exactly. I found it interesting because I recently learned that avocado also is now grown in Spain. So you can actually have local avocados in Spain. All right then. So Alegría, last question. What do you think, like in 2030, if we look at food waste, what would be your vision? How should the world look like?
I'm so positive about it. And I really like this book that I mentioned in the past because my vision is about the food, to reduce the food waste, you have to grow your own food. And these urban gardens, it can help in the cities and then in every building, maybe you can grow your food with your neighborhood, with your family, friends, and you can share the food because you can realize that the resources really matter. So the water, the soil, and everything is expensive and you have to grow your food and you have to realize and be conscientious about how it's important the resources in the soil and in general the water. So for that reason, I hope that every person can grow and have this beautiful experience that grow their own food.
Thank you, Alegría. I feel so much positive energy when you talk about food, really. And I like how you pointed out this connection between community and food, because I think this is often very underrated, actually. But as you just mentioned, it can be like food can be so much more than just nutritious things, but also a thing that brings people together and also set the climate. So thank you very much, Alegría, for being on this on this podcast. And also thank you everyone out there, to all the listeners, to listening to this podcast. We really appreciate your feedback on our social media channels. And of course, you can get in touch with us if you want to be part of this podcast as a participant. Thank you also to Dalia, my co-host here today. And we wish you good luck, Alegría, with your individual project and also when you get back to Colombia with establishing the community.
Thank you. I really enjoyed this interview. And thank you, you guys, for this podcast. I really like this vision.